Oni ni shini utande keo.
Hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headline on Kombon Radio.
LCC Highways maintenance staff queued on duty when the handheld roller compactor ran over him. In African news, Ethiopia accuses Egypt of plans to obstruct a launch of mega dam. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. The Lusaka City Council has recorded a fatal accident where one of its highways maintenance staff at Joseph Piri 48 was instantly killed on duty when the handheld roller compactor he was operating ran over him. The incident happened on the afternoon of 6 August 2025 along Kasangula Road, where the deceased was part of a team that was mending potholes. Facts are that the victim was trying to move the machine, which was stationed in the light truck, to make room for material when he lost control of the machine, which knocked him out of the truck and ran over him. Efforts to save him proved futile as he was pronounced dead upon arrival at Kamala Urban Clinic before being referred to UTH. Meanwhile, Kamala Ward Councillor Mainda Simata, who visited the funeral house of the deceased in Bauleni, described the incident as shocking and Mr. Joseph, a hard-working man whose dedication to duty left a mark on the development of road infrastructure in Kamala and beyond.
On Kasangula Road with the highways team for Lusaka City Council. I would like to say that Mr. Joseph Piri was a very hard working staff of Lusaka City Council, and he did numerous works with the highway department in terms of rehabilitating roads and putting life-saving speed humps in my ward and beyond. We will greatly miss him, and as a local authority, we will try by all means to lighten the burden of the family during these trying times. Thank you.
Residents of Fibanga area in Mukushi have expressed gratitude to the government for the construction of a health post in their community, which is now fully operational. Speaking on behalf of the community, Boniface Ngosa and Benita Kasapato, commended the government for its continued efforts to improve our healthcare delivery in rural areas. However, the duo stated the urgent need for a maternity wing at the facility. They appealed to the government to consider allocating funds towards its construction to address maternal health challenges in the area. They further explained that women are currently forced to travel long distances to access maternity services in areas such as Munsakamba, which poses health risks and financial burdens. Some residents of Solwezi district in northwestern province have expressed happiness over the improved water supply following the successful rehabilitation of a key water plant. Recently, the Northwestern Water Supply and Sanitation Company completed the rehabilitation of the water plant in the area. The revamped plant, located in Solwezi College of Education area, has significantly boosted water pressure and consistency in supply to surrounding communities, many of which had been grappling with erratic supply for years. Speaking to Zanis in random interviews, several residents have expressed their gratitude to the water utility company for addressing one of the town's most pressing needs. Mrs. Chiwaya, who owns a restaurant in the Central Business District, records that before the water plant was rehabilitated, residents could go for 3 consecutive days without the commodity, a situation she said forced them to fetch water from a borehole at a distant school where they were usually charged a 4 kwacha per 20 liters container. She has, however, said the water company should also consider working on power backup, saying water does not run when there is electricity load management program. Another resident, Robert Kazunda, based in Kiawama Township, has applauded the Northwestern Water Supply and Sanitation Company for rehabilitating and recommissioning the water plant, saying it has helped to improve water supply to the residential area. Police Public Complaints Commission, PPCC, Chairperson Zunga Siakalima has announced plans to introduce a feedback system to enhance community engagement. Mr. Siakalima stated that the commission has requested a toll-free line from service providers, which is expected to be operational soon. Mr. Siakalima tells Comrade News that although a number 3131 has been allocated, it is currently not functional. He adds that once activated, the public will be encouraged to call in and share complaints or concerns, providing valuable insights for service improvement.
If someone is assaulted, then there's an injury, I think that's easier, because we have someone to talk to, you know, or be limping, or the relatives will bring him before us, or the report on this, on our behalf, we investigate that case. But where we have someone who has died, sometimes members of the public share the report, but my appeal is that if you have got that one, if your relatives have died in the police cells, or have died because of police action, you as a member of the public, please feel free to tell us this story, and we will ourselves investigate and find a toll-free line from the providers that...
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
Every 20 seconds, someone wins. In the MTN at 20 Thank You Zambia promo, we're giving away over 10 million kwacha worth of prizes. Daily prizes include data or minutes, cash via mobile.